Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about your equity strategy.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We started a conversation that I really want to play out because we've got a guru in the topic. Bob Nelson has taught so many people on how to take the information that they have with the resources they have at an earlier age and over time leverage their position to have beautiful equity and passive income at retirement.
Well, and it's interesting because there are a number of people that do have, by virtue of increase in value in the asset that they acquired, they've got increasing large equities. And the question then comes, if I have, say, a 50% equity position and 50% debt, what would I do with that? Do I just sit there and wait for it to become free and clear? For some people, maybe yeah, but for those that are a little more aggressive and listen to my concepts, you may want to harvest a portion of that equity and do something with it productively.
My fear, and I would think it's fear of others, is that equity real? Because of course it depends on the timing of when you sell, whether that was really the gain that you enjoyed and experienced, or was it just a moment in time that we peaked in the equity position we thought we had?
Right. And that's particularly true. I'm dealing with a transaction at the moment with some individuals that were thinking in terms of selling a large apartment complex. And I was very reluctant to talk about it, but this is the top of the market. And if you're thinking in terms of holding for three or four more years, some really not real positive things might happen in that particular case where you look back and think, man, I should have done it now.
So you've got to take a look at the whole picture. But let's say, say you have 50% equity in a duplex that's at $400,000. So you've got $200,000 in equity sitting
right there.
Should you let it sit? And I know I'm overgeneralizing, but how do you look at that as a conversation?
Well, it depends. It depends on how old you are, how aggressive you would like to be. If you say, hey, I got it made, just make sure that I keep it in a I got it made position, then maybe we do just simply sit there with that equity position, dedicate the majority of the cash flow to paying down that loan to maybe to a point where it's free and clear. It's all a function of who are you and do you own enough that if you did own it free and clear, that it would be able to support a lifestyle that you would like to become accustomed. If not, you need to harvest it and do a placement of a portion of it, or maybe even all of it, in other type of real estate income properties.
So we'll talk about the young and the aggressive next program. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.